Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Chicago's Afternoon News, 720 WGN. It is 3:39. Little bit of sun breaking through and a lot of pictures coming through on our text line of all the flowers that you bought over the weekend. Hey, we know that we had a freeze this morning. Tick season is on the way. Allergy season is on the way. It all falls under the umbrella of weather. And we're going to talk about all that with Tom Skilling, the most loved weatherman in Chicago. This conversation is sponsored by PermaSeal. How are you today, Tom?
Lisa, I'm swell. Happy Tuesday to you. Here we have a freeze warning up tonight, and yet we had that beautiful 84 on Saturday, so it really is kind of a slap in the face, isn't it? I, having been teased by real, honest-to-goodness spring weather, wasn't that great on Saturday? I was out of town, and I got in Sunday morning, so I only got the tail end of it, but what a gorgeous warm spell, and about time.
It was fantastic, and everybody was outside working in their yard, doing something, yeah. You know, getting their gardens ready. And we had a 5-foot pile of dirt, probably 5-foot by 10-foot, and we sat for a couple hours and watched some fox pups pop out of their den and, look around, see what's out there in the world. And I'm telling you what, I could spend hours doing that.
I know. Isn't it interesting? Somebody sent me a picture yesterday from Millennium Park of a fox that was roaming the grounds there. So it always is amazing to me that these animals feel at home enough to wander the, these urban environments of ours. But that's pretty cool.
So, Tom, we've been playing clips throughout the day of the man who stole the ambulance, and it's pretty intriguing stuff, but I can't imagine what it was like being in the studio at WGN. I mean, that's what we were watching. We were watching the helicopter cover it. What was it like for you?
Oh, my word. I keep wondering. I know Los Angeles television stations get into these car chases, but I couldn't help but thinking, as this happened yesterday, because we had that one several months ago that occurred at night. And we had Micah Matera was on that one, and Ray, and then it all started again last night. Pretty crazy, isn't it? Especially this one was really worrisome because it was in the middle of rush hour traffic, which is really scary. And the tire went out on this thing, and so he's driving on the rim of it, and there are sparks flying, and you just think this cannot end well. And I guess he wound up in LaSalle County or something like that, 70 miles away.
Yeah, out by Dwight. So we were glued to our TV screens because it happened during our show. And,
sure. Of
course, you can't turn away. And then all of a sudden, the footage was gone from WGN, and I understand they had to run back and fuel up the helicopter again.
I didn't. Now, see, some inside information I didn't know. Yeah, it would kind of be unfortunate to have our helicopter up there running out of fuel, wouldn't it? not good. But, it was interesting. I was kind of watching out of the corner of my eye because I was getting ready for the shows. And I saw this guy, whoever he was, on a cell phone. I'm sure more information has been released. I've been so busy with my weather work this morning, I haven't kept up with it. But he seemed to be talking to somebody. Pretty crazy. Had they established, was the ambulance running when he grabbed it, or what was going on?
It was running. It was in Chinatown. I guess his name is Benjamin Harrigan. And I feel the same way, Tom. I'm like, who is he talking to? And he's talking with his hands, and he's, he's in the middle of a police chase, and he's flailing his hand out the window. I'm like, what is happening? And then when he slowed down,
devil's driving home from work.
Yeah.
Who are unaware of what's going on. And here you are, you can imagine any of us driving down the highway and having this, having a police chase going on that we're not even aware of close to it. I'll tell you one thing. The authorities were very restrained on this and the way they handled it. And you've got to commend them for that, because that's got to be a frightening thing to be watching this thing unfold. and be a law enforcement officer and wondering, you know, what all this is going to wind up in. Is this guy going to get in an accident and take somebody out on the expressway? It was frightening. It really was.
It was, and they managed it very well. And, of course, it, you know, they have to show restraint. They know the cameras are on them, and they just had to be so frustrated at that point. But thank God it ended without injury, because he, when he tried to jump in, cross lanes and jump into somebody's truck, I mean, I thought, oh, no, we're going to witness him getting hit on live TV.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, that middle of the night one we did a couple months ago, actually a couple of months, I think it was about a half year ago, but this guy was running at 60 miles an hour or more through intersections, through red lights. Uh-huh. And all I can think is, you know, we all go, you know, through intersections, and we presume when the light is red for the other lanes that are crossing it, that people are going to abide by that. But you kept, you know, as you say, you were on the edge of your seat wondering if this guy was going to slam into somebody and kill an innocent, you know, bystander, if you will. Well, thank goodness it didn't come to that. Woo. Story.
Yeah, and I applaud your whole team at WGN, especially the videographer in that helicopter, because I don't know how he managed to keep that camera still the whole time. It was amazing.
I tell you, the anchors, too, to know what they're looking at. I've lived in this area for, you know, 4+ decades. And I don't know that I recognize from the air what I'm looking at, you know, and yet the anchors were there right on top of it. It really was quite impressive.
It was.
Jenna and Ray did a great job.
Hey, we're going to check weather and traffic. Well, we know what the weather's going to be. We'll get that from you next. So we'll go to Mary for traffic. Hopefully nothing crazy is happening, Mary. It's Chicago's Afternoon News. I'm Lisa Dent. Tom Skilling is with us. We were talking about what we all witnessed yesterday with the ambulance chase, and thank God it ended with no injuries. But there's a few things weather-wise that people are talking about today, and that was waking up to really chilly temps throughout the Midwest. Did we break records?
You know something, we didn't, but I'll tell you something. This is late March-level chill, in late April. I mean, so this is a little disconcerting, and it's particularly, you know, bothersome after we've gone through a weekend that featured some real spring-like warmth. You know, it's interesting, Lisa, we've been making up ground on the lack of moisture that we had going in many areas. Folks have been writing me from the northern counties, Lake and McHenry and Boone and Winnebago counties, that are still technically in a drought situation. But people have been writing saying, look, with all the rain we're getting, how can it be a drought? You've got to stop saying that. But the fact is, drought determination looks at soil moisture content. And when you so deprive the soils of moisture for an extended period of time, as we had to get into this drought, it takes a long time to get out of that. We're not out of that right away. We're about 1 1/3 times the normal amount of rain. And for April, we're above normal, too. It's also been very cloudy. We've only had about 69% of our normal sunshine this month. And so that, I think, kind of plays on people's nerves after a while. You combine that with the cool weather, and it just seems like spring is taking its good old time and arriving here.
And did I just hear you knock on wood?
Lisa, what's
did
that?
Did I hear you go? Did you just knock on wood when you said that?
Yeah, I knock on wood. You know, look, I've got a balding head. I usually knock on that when I do it. But I knocked on the desk here. I didn't realize I'd done it. But I'll tell you, you look out into the future, and we are going to keep this subnormal temperature trend going overall for a while. The temps will come back a little over the weekend. We might have a 60-degree day away from the lake on Saturday, but it'll be kind of rainy and windy, so I think that'll restrain temps. Monday or by Sunday, we could get a little mixed sun and get up into the mid-60s, which is where we ought to be. But, you know, we've got a La Nina summer coming up. This is a summer that occurs with the cooling along the equatorial Pacific, and while that seems like, you know, thousands of miles away, and it is, that has an impact on the weather, and very many La Nina summers tend to bias on the warmer side and also the drier side. So you would think, and I was looking at some of the longer range model runs, so they're still suggesting we'll go from a below normal overall temperature regime now and into May, into a warmer than normal overall summer temperature regime. And so we may, you know, the odds still favor a warmer than average summer. We'll see how that works out. You know, it's been interesting. We've had warm summers, but we seem to have dispensed with the really hot days, the 90 and 100 degree days.
So that warm weather we had on Saturday, some of the trees started to bud. You know, they were starting to bud out, and that means allergy season is coming, right? I was looking at some of the levels today, and they're starting to go up.
Tree pollen is predominantly cottonweed is the predominant tree pollen today, and it's high. Now, we have no grass, no weed, and the mold count is low at the moment, but you're absolutely right. As we start bringing this vegetation out, we're going to have some issues there. And oftentimes in the spring, too, as our farmers begin plowing the fields and you get a wind over that, you can pick up some, dust particles and blow it through the air. But that's a problem for some folks, too. But you're absolutely right. We're about ready to go into hay fever season, and we have been getting these high tree pollen counts from recent days.
Yeah. I think the dancing farmer, my husband, is getting in the fields today. Of course, he is not, in northern Illinois. He might just be doing some pre-field work. I'm not sure. But I know by next week, a lot of people are going to jump in the fields. And, you know, he's the one that has this thought. And I really want to prove him wrong because, you know, that's but he's the one who said that if it rains on Easter Sunday, it's going to rain four consecutive Sundays. And it did rain last Sunday. But you're saying this Sunday it might not rain. So I could tell him that theory does not hold water anymore.
Well, I'll tell you something, Lisa. There may be some scattered showers. It looks like the steadier rain will be Saturday and Saturday night. And we'll have scattered showers on Sunday. They just won't be as numerous or as widespread or continuous as the rain that falls on Saturday. So we may still get a rainy day credited to this cycle. That's an interesting observation. I don't know that we have stats that back that up, but we might.
You don't.
I don't know that anybody's really looked at that, and we ought to check that out.
You know what we'll have to do? We'll have to find a grad student who's, doing something in agriculture and put them on it.
Yeah, exactly.
So tick season is coming up as well. The minute the temperatures start to go up, that's always a concern for people with animals. You don't have that issue with your dog, do you? Because I can't imagine your little dog is outside alone a lot, right?
No. Little Penny is inside. As was little Maddie, who we lost last year. They're inside dogs. You know, I used to have a long-haired dog. I had a cross between a Shih Tzu and a Lhasa Apso for years. And I adopted the little doggy. Plumber was his name. No, was her name. Down in Florida, when I was working down in Jacksonville, Florida, one year. And she got those fleas and all, and I'm telling you, you know, I had the flea collar on and put the powder on her. You couldn't get rid of it, and eventually they put her in a dip. They dip them in these chemicals, and the vet said to me, "Now be careful that you wear gloves when you put her in here." And I thought, wait a minute, I'm supposed to dip my dog in a solution that's so harmful that I've got to wear gloves, and I'm going to put my dog in there. You know,
hate it,
but I know. But, you know, I brought little Plumber home, and my sister took him to the vet, and she shaved off all the long hair, and the dog looked funny, but this got rid of the fleas. I mean, it really worked. So I to see that happy little face, even though the body was hairless for a time.
Yeah, and they hate it, too. They can feel their tail on their back, and it's bothersome to them. And they're like, they're embarrassed when you shave their hair off. I can always tell. So, Tom, what does our forecast look like for the next few days?
Well, you know what's going to happen? A storm is going to park in the Rockies and the Western Plains, and it's going to sit out there for a couple of days. Now, its effect on us won't be right away, but tomorrow will be in a ridge of high pressure. Ought to see a fair amount of sunshine. But what you're going to notice Thursday and Friday is the winds will start increasing from the east-southeast. And that's the flow coming off the lake and heading westbound into this developing storm out in the plains. That system will finally start to move toward us. And that's why there might be a sprinkle that survives making it this far east. But I think as the storm bodily moves toward us, we'll get a better chance of rain on Friday night and Saturday night. And it'll be very windy. Saturday looks like we'd have 30-mile-an-hour wind gusts. And by the way, if you look out into the future, we've got a couple of model runs that are kicking out 70 to near 80-degree temps out in the 1 to 2 week range. So it may be there are some warm spells embedded within there, but it does look like these wet weather systems will come down at come through in 3 and 4 day intervals once we get this one out of here over the weekend. So I think we're going to have a generous supply of moisture is what that would indicate, Lisa, over the next couple of weeks at least.
Well, that will help with that drought situation that's happening in the northern part of our state. Thank you for joining us on Chicago's Afternoon News. You're always just a pleasure to talk to.
Lisa, it's a pleasure talking to you. You have a great day, and I'll talk to you next week.
Thanks, Tom. The news is next from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom.
Chicago's very own WGN.